Could the alignment of your marketing be hurting how people share your business? You know what you offer, how you do it, what you do, but then why are not more people lining up to share your business? And really what it comes down to might be an alignment issue. So imagine more people lining up referrals for you and sharing your business. Not just sharing your business, but the right fits that are suited for you. And so today we're going to show you how to intentionally approach this so you can begin increasing the amount of perfect fit referrals that come across your desk. Let's dive in. In today's crowded business space, how do you take the mystery out of growing clients who stay long-term and refer like crazy? And what is it going to take to set you apart from your competitors? What would happen if every activity in your business was driving loyal customers who want to refer other people to you so it's easy to fill your pipeline with more leads, book perfect fit clients on your calendar? Hey there, we're Jody and Daryl Beckert, and you're listening to the Retention and Referrals Made Simple podcast. This is the place for people who want to build their businesses organically so they can get more sales without using any sleazy or awkward tactics. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to be here. Let's dive in.
Could the alignment of your marketing be hurting how people share your business, if they share it at all? Could it be hurting your ability to get more perfect fit clients in your calendar just because somebody could have shared your business? These are all really important questions to be asking ourselves.
Absolutely. So if you feel like you've been either not getting the right fit referrals or people are not sharing your business for whatever reason, it's likely because there is an alignment issue. And so instead, it creates default type referrals, wrong fit referrals, or worse yet, like you said, Daryl, no referrals. And so today we're going to share what the right message and alignment can look like so people can instinctively know when to refer you. And so we're going to get into that in a second. But if you're a business owner that does impactful work for your clients and you want more people to share your business, we know that there are more great businesses out there just like you. And so many more that deserve to grow their business through the power of really sharing. And so if that's you, can you do us a favor? Can you think of an incredible business owner that is just like you so that you can share this podcast with? Because at the end of the day, we feel like we're all in this together and we want this space to be a place where great businesses are shared. And so we'd really appreciate that if you had someone in mind.
Okay, so let's jump in and start talking about marketing alignment. Could improper or out of line marketing be hurting how people share your business?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know for Daryl and I, we've been here. There's a lot of times where I don't even think we knew that we were out of line. But when you get in line, you see how far you were out of alignment.
I think that is a really good way of saying it.
And
we don't feel the misalignment until we're made aware of it.
Yeah, it's often. Like, you know, when your hip goes out, if you feel like if your hip goes out of line, you feel it. Sometimes when it comes to...
But not necessarily right away, having worked in that field. Like, sometimes you don't notice that it's out, and then different systems break down, and then months later, the pain arrives. Mm-hmm. All you know, when you know that it's out and you can feel it, but you actually don't know how long it had been out.
Yeah.
Prior to that moment.
So yeah, absolutely. So just give yourself some grace. These things sometimes just take some time.
So what I want to go through is kind of a bit of a thought exercise, because we've talked about this a lot of this kind of stuff all the time. So you're getting kind of an inside bit into, you know, what a day in the life or a conversation in the life of the two of us is like. But what I want you to think about, and so I'm going to use kind of more of a visual metaphor. Imagine a sheet of paper, and on it is like every person you can imagine. Like literally the world. Okay?
Okay. That's a lot. It's a lot.
That's a lot of people. 7 point however many billion. Mm-hmm. And so as a business, there is no way I can be all things to all of those people. It's just not possible. There's, you know, just take the geography and language barriers alone. There's way too many people. And so to have a chance at doing something meaningful, I have to exclude a portion of those people. Mm-hmm. And so you've probably done this in things like customer avatar has different names. Profiling kind of documents.
Your ideal customer sheets.
Yeah.
Google Docs.
Persona.
Yeah.
Whichever. How do you feel about those, having done a million of them?
I think I've done is it fair to say 20 million? No, that's probably a bit of a stretch. We've done a lot. And the reason why we've done this a lot is because we are constantly making pivots in our business. And these documents are important, but I understand that if you've done them a lot, just stick with us as we develop this conversation, because there's something really important here.
Yeah, if you've done them before, this makes this exercise go a little faster. So we know that we need to exclude and kind of really focus in on, of all of the people who are out there, there is a subset of those people that, with the way, with what I'm doing in my business right now, that I am in an ideal position to work with. And so really what we're doing is we're going to kind of draw an imaginary circle on these, on this sheet of paper with all of the people, because we need to exclude some. We just can't work with everybody. And how we define that is really comes down to a lot of things, right? You know, demographics, age, product awareness, solution, problem awareness, things like that. So however you do that, you're gonna limit down, and we're gonna have a group of people out underneath this one circle. And again, I'm thinking of a story of somewhere that I worked where the owner really struggled with the marketing fellow, because he was saying exactly that. Hey, you can't be all things to all people. And he for months just sort of argued with him that even at the broadest terms, there are things that are unique about you that is going to draw out more appealing customers. So we're going to swipe all the people off. We're going to let them go back to their homes. And we're just going to keep some underneath this one circle. These are the people that could work with you. Doesn't mean they're going to. Super important to recognize that. Just because they could buy from you doesn't mean they're going to, or that they have to, but they could. They're aligned to say, you know, problem, solution, all that kind of temperament, et cetera. They could. It's possible that they could.
Yeah. And I think the other point is, just because we can help them doesn't mean that they want us to help them.
Yep.
I think that's the other thing to really realize.
So, and that's what avatar documents do, is they really help you kind of clear out the clutter. And so that is one aspect. So that's one circle of possibilities, possible customers. Now, we want to go a little deeper than that. There's another circle to lay over this, which is you. Mm-hmm. So we've got a circle. We're going to define this second circle. The second circle is, you know, the industry you're in, the types of products, services, et cetera, that you do, how you do them, your temperament. So this would be something people would call their brand. It would be your personality traits, your core values, all of these things that make you uniquely. And so if you were to line up 10, 20, 100 people from your industry who does the same thing, you're all fundamentally different people. You're going to do things differently. Now, what I want you to mentally imagine is we overlap those two circles. And what that is going to reveal to us is this sweet spot that of all of the things that I could do, I've chosen to do certain things a certain way. Of all the possibilities of careers, I've chosen this one. Of all of the possible services, I've chosen this one. And I've chosen to do them a certain way. And when I overlay that on top of my first circle, what we get is we get this sweet spot. These are the people who are the closest to working with you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so we aren't eliminating possibility, because there's still a lot of people in that circle. And then the fun part of, you know, marketing and sharing stories and stuff is that you can actually draw people into that circle.
Well, also, while it might feel like we are closing off that circle, it is a smaller, it is a smaller space we're working in, but then in sometimes smaller spaces, it can be a stronger space. So we are adding a little bit more clarity.
We are that much clearer on what exactly to say to someone who needs to take this step right now versus that they could take this step, could do this thing. So that is really kind of this second circle. We've taken this one circle of possibilities of all of the people you could possibly work with, and we've said, hey, we're unique and we're going to do it a certain way. I'm going to overlay that on top of that and say, here's this gap or this overlay that has, those are the sweet spot. Those are the people who are ready to go right now and are most likely to want to work with someone like me. And that creates possibility, which is awesome. Now, what I want you to imagine is we're going to build a third circle. So we're going to bring everybody back. We've invited them back for their houses. We've got them on the piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. And circle on the left, circle on the
circle
right.
Circle on the left, circle on the right. And now we're going to define who is in this third circle. And so this third circle is the people who could share your business. And we're going to use kind of like an avatar document style thing to say, Well, where are the boundaries? Who is that? Well, one of them would be they'd need to know about you. Okay, so I can exclude, you know, most of the population of the earth. Back off, they can go back to their homes. Mm-hmm. You know, so who's in that circle? Okay, so friends, family?
Yep.
Definitely, they're in the circle. Mm-hmm. Past clients? They know you. They're in the circle. How about colleagues? They know of you, or they work alongside you? Totally, right? Yeah. So they're in the circle. Who else? Neighbors?
Acquaintances?
People you've just met?
Yep.
They know you, and if they know anything about your business, either they know you and your traits, or they know something about your business, they're on the list.
Honestly, just anyone who is just... who's seeing anything that you're doing, anything or anyone around you, basically.
Yeah. So your entire Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever, if they have made some sort of contact with you, they're in the circle. So anybody who hasn't ever made contact with you is not in the circle.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are, even if they haven't made contact with you, they're just there. Sometimes they're just lurking. Yeah. They're just watching. They're just watching until they see something that they want to act upon.
And yeah, exactly. They are even friends of friends. Like they are, they're in this circle of possibilities. Now, just because they could share you doesn't mean they're going to, which is there's no reason to compel somebody to share.
Mm-hmm.
But much like we've done in the first two circles, we're taking this large pool of possibilities and we're actually going to focus it on something we can do. Like we can actually do something with. So now imagine, so we've got a circle on the left, circle on the right, and they overlap. Mm-hmm. That's our sweet spot from the client space. That's who we market to. That's who we sell to.
Mm-hmm.
Now we take this third one and we bring it up and we're going to create the same overlaps. And we're actually going to create three different areas of overlap. So the first area of overlap is going to be between our potential customers and our potential sharers. So they're going to know each other in some way. And they're gonna be aligned with each other. They know each other, like each other. They want to share, you know, they want to help that person with a problem, etc. Now, in this overlap, one challenge is it's not really overlap with what you do. And so the chance for a misaligned share of, oh, hey, I heard that you do this. Maybe you can help my friend with this really abstract problem. They're willing to share and willing to help their friend, but they maybe probably aren't super aligned with you, how you do things, etc. The second area of overlap you're going to get is people that are aligned with you. So they know what you do. They like, you know, friends and family will be in this category. They're aligned with you. They like what you do. It doesn't necessarily mean, though, that they know the people who need what you do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really, it doesn't mean that they're connected with, you know, with the ideal client group.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they're just doing what they know. They don't always necessarily know how to share you or refer you or bring someone into your space because they haven't even thought about it.
Or how to talk about it.
Exactly.
And so that leaves us the third. And this third sweet spot is where the sharing sweet spot, knowing who you are, what you do, and also knowing the group to share to, overlaps into our sweet spot. And those are our ideal sharers.
Mm-hmm.
They know enough about you, why now. They know enough about the person, their problem, why it needs to be solved. And they are in that position to share.
Mm-hmm. And what this does is this creates an amazing ambassador. It creates a super sharer. It creates someone who really can really help you grow your business.
They also can really help people, and they're likely are going to be motivated by some degree of both of those things.
Absolutely.
So conceptually, I mean, this really, really helped when we've drawn this out for people before, just showing, hey, you know what? You can't be all things to all people, but what we need to be is the most to people who are the closest to it. So in the client overlap gap, like that's what good marketing does. That's what good positioning does, is that we are the most appealing to people who are the most ready for us.
Right.
And if I just wanted to be shared any possible way, then I want to be the most aligned with my sharing group. But really effective sharing is when that sharing group is aligned with the ideal customer group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that like when we have different discussions with people. Like, if you just put out a blanket, like, will you refer me, or what do I say to get another referral? That's why that doesn't land very well. And it's not as strong as being intentional about creating an approach like
that's
this.
A great example. That broad message sort of works like with you aligning with your sharing group, mm-hmm. but they don't know who to take that to because mm-hmm. it's not specific enough. So we are that it's like a leading question that doesn't lead them anywhere. It doesn't mm-hmm. lead them towards, hey, here's the person who needs this right now.
Yeah. They might not even recognize that they don't even know that you're talking to them.
They might not even know that. Yeah. So there's a lot. I mean, the zone that we work in is this sweet spot. So we wanted to give you a bit of an example. And this is literally something that happened to me yesterday. I see people who do something great and they need to be shared. It's kind of the core tenet of even what we're talking about and the why behind all of our podcasts is, hey, if you do something that's great for people, you should be shared. The world should know more about you. And then I also have friends that want to get stuff done and they want to get it done well. And so that is something that happened yesterday. Friend A needs a contractor to help with a very specific kind of work. And so they need somebody, they need, you know, different personality traits and a different skill set. And there's not a lot of people that focus on this particular area in construction. Okay, so I can see that. I can definitely see, okay, something's going on where they have to do a very specific type of renovation that's not a glamour renovation from what I was. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very functional type thing. Okay, well, yeah, he's a friend of mine. I want the best for him. So who do I know? And I'm thinking about who do I know? And I actually have a neighbor who has gone off on his own. He used to do management for a larger firm. He's gone off to do it on his own. And the reason he's gone off to do it on his own, I remember having a chat with him, was he expressed his frustration with the construction contracting industry and how the general lack of integrity in, mm-hmm. in work, the willingness to cut corners, the willingness to skirt bylaws, things like that. And he just was like, enough is enough. And I think people deserve to do it better. And so I'm going to do it.
He staked his... Stake in the ground where he stood on that subject.
And so what that one conversation allowed me to do was, you're a contractor. Well, that's a pretty broad thing. But then he brought something unique that's unique to him. This is where I want to plant my flag. This is what the stake, you know, this is why this job matters to me. Like, okay, well, now that really helped me understand. Okay, there's contracting and then there's like ethical contracting. And so that's his superpower. So I have a friend who needs an ethical contractor to do something really specific. I have another friend who is an ethical contractor, and here we are in the middle. Mm-hmm. And they would never know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They are not in overlapping circles. I'm the overlap. And I can see here is somebody who actually cares about what he does and will show up. And here's somebody who needs someone to show up. And of course, I'm going to make the introduction. Now, here's another thing that we need to hear about that. What would happen if I just sort of dumped a phone number at the friend needing the contractor? It would likely just go in a list of all the other phone
numbers. Yeah, the list of the other 20 that would have got listed regardless, right?
Yeah. And so kind of knowing both sides of this, this is the sweet spot. This is almost like playing matchmaker where I've actually gone and talked to both sides about this to make sure that I can, you know, put a conversation together that has a good chance. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't actually know. This is like literally in progress. I don't actually know what's going to happen, mm-hmm. but I want to make sure I've done my best to give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Is the timeline going to work out? I don't know. But these are two good people who deserve to talk this out and see if they can find something that works for them.
Oh, for sure. And I think at the end of the day, I think we forget how dimensional and how intentional how we can really set up our people to be able to share our business and how, like, with an intentional approach, we can create that dimensionality to our values and almost provide it's almost like a toolkit for people to be able to refer us and share our business, right?
Yes. And that intentionality definitely, I mean, the onus is on us for that,
mm-hmm.
To be very intentional about who we are so that people can know that. Mm-hmm. The more we express who we are, the easier it is for our clients to hire us. First of all, so it makes that first segment really overlap well. But second, when our sharing group really understands us, well, then they're going to go the extra mile to make a connection. And it's just really the more intentional we become, the more intentional they can become when we give them tools to make it easy for us. So just as an example, that was a very real life scenario. I felt like that could encapsulated the idea mm-hmm. of these three overlapping circles and just the potential that's there. And yes, there's a lot of nuance and there's different tactics and strategies that we can apply that are intentional and ethical to that. But really it's about finding out who are those super sharers who are willing to play matchmaker and give them the tools to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they really almost instinctively know when it's appropriate to share your business.
Yeah.
Because then your business is so much more than just some link to get started. It's so much more than, you know, just being added to the list of the people that got referred on social media or shared on some forum. There's some dimensionality and really intentionality that could be added to
absolutely
your sharing approach. So like I said before, if you're a business owner, that if you do impactful work and you just absolutely know without a shadow of a doubt that you want more people to share your business, we know that if you feel that way, there's more people just like you that feel that way. So if you know a friend that is growing an intentional business where they care about their customers and then they want to just really grow their business through the power of people being to share their business, we'd love it if you would share this podcast with someone. If you're not subscribed, please do that. We're so glad you're here with us. Thank you for helping us grow this podcast. At the end of the day, like I said, we're in this together and we really feel like great businesses need to unite together. And we are privileged and honored to be a part of this journey with you. So thanks for being here and we'll see you next time.